Hello, welcome back to the next episode of the Palmcast. I am just going right into the next month of the Celtic tree calendar slash zodiac sign season because we're doing a little bit of catch up, but we just had the full read moon recently and the beginning of Sagittarius season, so that is what we're going to focus on tonight, and I just recorded the Scorpio season slash Ivy Moon. If you have not yet listened to that, go ahead and check it out because I feel like they really build off one another. There is a similar theme of protection, which I think is really important to have, you know, ways to build a stable inner personal life and have a stable environment around you. And so Scorpio season is more like your inner worlds, your emotions, having control over that and making sure that getting all the stuff out that doesn't need to be there, that's just holding you back, taking up space, and clearing the space out so that you can have, you know, respect yourself. And same goes for the physical space around you. It's nice that you have Scorpio season first so you can kind of reflect on that inner work and focus on that. And then you have Sagittarius season, which is going out into the world and actually doing, manifesting what you have worked on visualizing within yourself and starting to make it happen, taking steps and making sure that you have a clear space to work in. And it's a simple thing that you can do, but it goes a long way. Also kind of touched on this in the episode I had with Alex and AJ, so go back, definitely listen to those, both those episodes, because they build on one another. So, you know, as juicy as these episodes can get on their own, I think that they do kind of work in order at this point until we get through the whole zodiac and year. And then who knows what we'll be doing, but we'll get there when we get there. Right now, it is still Sagittarius season, and I am a Sagittarius sun. My birthday is actually coming up in a few days, so I'm pretty excited to talk about Sagittarius, but I will try to control myself and not go too overboard. But the read moon that we just had, the full moon that happened right before Sagittarius season began, that was representing home, family, manifesting truth, and protection. And there's that common theme with Scorpio season and the Ivy moon came before is protection. And I think, you know, I had an episode already about that. I'm not going to go into all that. You can also listen to that episode if you have not. But transitioning from that interpersonal security to the interpersonal stability and taking care of and respecting the potential of your sacred spaces. That's what Sagittarius season is all about. Potential for growth and expansion, thinking outside of what you normally do. So you got to start with the little things, clearing your space out, making sure get things taken care of, get yourself taken care of, get the people around you taken care of, excuse me. And for me, yeah, it feels like switching to protecting what's around you from protecting what's inside of you. And Having the dedication and commitment to protecting your internal and external spaces is pretty tough this time of year. But even the smallest and simplest acts of intention can expand into something bountiful and sustainable when the conditions are right again. And you know, I think Sagittarius often has a stereotype of avoiding commitment, but I disagree. And I think it's more accurate to say that the dedication they have is directed toward a lifestyle that they deem sustainable, not other people. Care about other people, but when it comes to your own lifestyle, it has to be sustainable for you. And that may, in fact, consist of a bouquet of different passions and finding new outlets for them, exploring different creative outlets is something I love to do, and it's why I can never really pick one career path, but having this platform helps me explore different options, and that's why I love it so much. So, thanks again for joining me and listening along. So, you know, this is what gives Sagittarius placements, in my opinion, their direction and conviction to soar like the arrow that represents them toward manifesting their dreams and living a life that's true to their own needs and passions. That's what really motivates me. And I know a lot of Sagittarius placements, and I find that to definitely be a motivator for them as well. I think sharing these experiences also with other people is empowering, and wanting to take our loved ones along for the ride is another quality to appreciate and celebrate during this season, as you know, a lot of people gather with their family at this time, so it's a good time to appreciate everybody that you have access to and that you have in your life, and to celebrate abundance in all possible ways. And that can feel a lot less forced and a lot more natural when you have that foundation of stability, which I also discussed in those previous episodes a little bit more detailed. So, do what you need to do to feel in control of your spaces, both internal and external. And I think those are the takeaways from the past few months. And with that being said, I'll just keep it short, relatively, and somewhat sweet. So, I hope everybody has a lovely Thanksgiving tomorrow. And I did have another topic I wanted to cover. Not sure if I'll get to that tomorrow with the work that I have to do still on my own time. So, we'll see. But anyway, I'm glad I got to cover these topics for you guys, and happy Sagittarius season. Love you guys. I will talk to you soon. Thanks again for listening. Bye.